You know, one of the things we've seen in England is the huge drop in cases in the last couple of weeks, even as they've opened up, and they were so worried about the surge earlier this summer. How do you explain it? Should we expect that as well?
It's kind of puzzling, George. I don't know that most of us were expecting to see that. Is that because this variant is so wildly contagious that you've actually seen the point arrive where most people have gotten infected, or at least enough anyway, that you're starting to get to herd immunity from natural infection? That's not something we want to see happen, because that's going to cost a lot of lives, but it's interesting to see that drop. And there are people like Scott Gottlieb saying that's going to happen here too. I think he's in the minority. I think most of the projections say we're in for a really tough August, September, October. The best thing we can do to try to mute that very steady rise in the curve is to get more people vaccinated as quickly as possible. So if somebody's listening who's been on the fence, listen to that story from the guy in the ICU who wished he'd gotten vaccinated. Look in the Post today at the 39-year-old father whose final text to his wife was, I should have gotten the damn vaccine. Come on, folks. We have enough evidence now not to question the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. There is no more reason to hold back.